beginning to talk and sing some. Tired rest is beginning to. For then I take my little bandage upon the wall, and my family gathered around me in the fading of the light, as I stretch the strings to triumph if the all is tuned right. And it seems we are so nigh heaven, we can hear the angels sing, as the music from that band of sets my cabin all a ring. And then my wife and all the others, male and female, small and big, even up to gray-haired granny, seems just bound to do a jig. Well, I changed my style of music, changed the movement and the time, and my little ringing banjo plays an old heart-feeling time. Then my throat gets kind of choky, and a lump begins to rise, like it wanted to catch the water that is flowing to my eyes. And I feel like I could sort of knock the stuff clean off of skin, as I hear my poor old granny with her trembling voice shining. Then we all throw in our voices, but they have to tune out too. Just like a big camp meeting choir trying to sing a mona thing. And I'll so set out the music, beating solemn loud and free, till the rafters of my cabin echo with the melody. Oh, the music of the banjo, quick and deadly, solemn and slow. It am the greatest joy and solace that a weary slave can know. So just let me hear it playing, though it's tuned before and rough. It's a pleasure, and the pleasures of this life am few enough. And the blessed little angels up in heaven, we're told, don't do them all their lifetime, step and play on harps of gold. But I think heaven would be more home-like if I could hear some music fall from a real old-fashioned banjo like that one on the wall.